be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, featuring your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day. This program will help you find the body, mind, and spirit to define your biological age and live a vibrant, sexy, anti-aging lifestyle that you've always desired through diet, exercise, and a variety of helpful tips that will be discussed on today's program. Now, here is your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day.
Hey everyone, welcome back to On the Radio with Dr. Ray. And you know that we address the issues that everyone's afraid to talk about. It's Dr. Ray and Natalie Unplugged.
We certainly are.
And there is beautiful Natalie. Natalie, how are you?
I'm doing great, but I'll tell you, I think I had to take a tranquilizer. Tim, our producer, put down our show today and I went, oh Lord, an hour with Dr. Ray and one of the hottest sexperts in the country.
Hot indeed. She is hot.
Now,
two syllables.
Now, you know why we got her, though, Dr. Ray? This is going to be a very important thing. So we follow up with our fans very religiously. We're getting fans on your Facebook page. We're getting it on Twitter. We have our new radio website page, the On the Radio, DrRayRadio.com. And we get all sorts of questions, you know, what's the latest plastic surgery? How do I get the body I want? What's Dr. Ray's diet tips? But more and more and more, the questions we get are, will Dr. Ray tell me how I can be better in bed, or I can have a better libido, or how I can get a better O?
I can always count on you, Natalie, for the brutal professionality. But of course, Dr. Ray is going to get caught in the emotion. You know, in plastic surgery, we say a full denture smile. Jaya has a full denture smile. I wish you guys could see her. You have to Google her. This girl is really hot. Not only is she a very professional, but she's just hot. Anyhow, you know, on a more serious note, there is a reason, and the reason is a very good reason why so many people are obsessed with sex, because they're not having. Here's the brutal statistic. Are you ready for this, Natalie?
I am.
And I know Tim is hiding behind the consoles there, but Tim, the brutality is 55 million American women have no libido. Now, what do you think the effect of that is on marriage? And indirectly, what do you think the effect is on children from marriages that are falling apart? It's a huge, huge problem. As I said, dietary indiscretions definitely play a role in killing libido, obviously. You know, the four powders that I always tell people, the four dangerous powders: cocaine, refined sugar, salt, and refined flour. That will kill your libido right there.
Well, I love how you put them all in the same category, cocaine and sugar.
As they should be, right? They're equally as poisonous.
We know but
somewhere's in there, Natalie, okay, besides exercise and diet and the fact that women are working and under a lot more stress and we're much involved as parents today, much more involved. All those things aside, when you dissect everything out, in there somewheres is the fact that men are clueless when it comes to sex.
Dr. Ray, I have to interrupt you, Dr. Ray. Dr. Ray, I'm interrupting your new page because I feel like I'm getting set up here. You asked me to do research on why sex is healthy. And so I have all of this research for medical journals about how it improves your sense of smell and reduces your risk of heart disease. I just heard a giggle in the background, and I'm positive that you just set me up, just like you did on that Bajazzling interview. What am I in for?
I say stuff all the time, baby, and you deserve it. And you hit always with a lot of it. But basically, sex makes you 3 years younger and makes you much healthier. Not to mention, if we do it correctly, we might be able to stave off this epidemic of divorces, because after finances, next thing is sex. So today we have with us a wonderful, wonderful guest, Brittany Andrews. She has an amazing career in the various areas of entertainment. But how interesting. She started in Milwaukee working for a beauty supply company. She was then doing some photo shoots for men's magazines when she met, of course, very famous Jenna Jameson. From then on, she was introduced into the adult film industry. She actually went on to study at the New York Film Academy. I cannot think of a better place. And I'm calling from Hollywood. She's a producer. She's a filmmaker. She's an entertainer. And we are very lucky to have her on with us today to help not understand the anatomy, how to please women, but also help women understand themselves.
Yes, most definitely. Well, thank you for having me on tonight. I appreciate you having me as a guest.
Hello, Miss Brittany. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Very fabulous. But yes, I definitely do always like talking about female orgasm, because I think it is something that is a mystery to both men and women. And any time that I can do anything positive to help more women have fabulous, wonderful orgasms, I am definitely there and ready and willing to help any way possible.
A medical tidbit. Only 1/3 of the female population has regular orgasms. 1/3 has occasional orgasms. And what they taught me in medical school is that, shockingly, 1/3 will go their entire adult life without ever experiencing an orgasm. And we already talked about the health and beauty benefits of it. So, Brittany, please break it down for us, because I think we're really dropping the ball here. Is the male enclave? Can you help us?
Yes, most definitely. Well, let me start off by saying that definitely it helps to have a good partner. However, your partner can't do anything, the man can't do absolutely anything, if you haven't taken the time to introduce yourself to yourself. If you're going to find a woman that's never had an orgasm her entire life, I'm sure they can start off with the simple fact that she probably hasn't done some due diligence on her part and introduced herself to her vagina and tried to start masturbating. I had a girlfriend of mine here in New York who is a well-known singer, and she never had bought a vibrator before. She'd never done self-exploration. I just got a direct message from her on Twitter that she's bought one, and she's almost gone through the battery already. So, I mean, I think that, you know, masturbating is really important, because that's when you learn exactly what type of pressures and rhythm that you need in order to bring yourself to orgasm, which can be really useful. Because if you don't know this, it's really hard to expect a man to be able to be your partner and to know exactly what you want, because every woman is different. One of the biggest things that you really have to do to have a great sex life between yourself and another individual is to have communication. However, if you've never taken the time to figure out exactly how your body works, you can't communicate anything to your partner. The female body, as the female in itself, is a lot more complicated than a man, which is why I've always said I'm so happy to be a woman, because I only have to deal with men, and they're so much easier to deal with. But with that said, you know, it is good that we kind of try to, you know, help men along the way to make sure that they're able to help please us. An important thing with the Kegel muscle is to understand how to use it. So when the penis goes inside of the vagina, you should be contracting the Kegel muscle. And then when the penis goes out, then you should be expanding it. So it's a contract, expand, contract, expand. And then also with your biorhythms, how you're breathing, how you're moving your body. There's a lot of different things that kind of go together to make a really good vaginal orgasm. Personally, I can have like 30 to 50 of them a night. So I'm no expert. I'm just kidding. But no, I really can have a lot of them. But, you know, these are some of the steps to have vaginal organs, A, if you've had children or something of that nature, which maybe the Kegel may have loosened, there's Kegel sizers that you can purchase. But it's the same kind of, like, if you're stopping yourself from, when you're going pee, it's that muscle right there that you're using. You can exercise it without a Kegel sizer at any time. I just was contracting, expanding my mind right now as I was saying it. So, I mean, you can exercise it quite often and get used to using it. And then it becomes really simple. And then you can be having your clitoral, your vaginal, G-spot orgasms.
You know, it's like the alphabet. You know, the C's, the G's, and the A's. When we, the clitoris, and let me just back up the wonderful, insightful comments that Brittany has made. Let me back it up with a little bit of science. She's absolutely correct when she says the clitoris is very similar to the penis. As a matter of fact, the clitoris is the penis. We're all designed to become female, and a few of us get the signal to become males. And so the pudendal nerve ends in the penis, and so it also ends in the clitoris. Absolutely, it is the same organ as the penis, but much smaller, sends the urethra. So that's going to be the easier, probably the easier location. It would be the level one or level two of orgasm. Now, the G-spot, quote-unquote, is very easy to palpate. It's about 2.5 centimeters in the vagina. And it's relatively obvious when you examine the vagina. It's just slightly rough, like the roof of your mouth, kind of like that. And there's a little bit of a bump there. And guys, for a little fun exercise, you know, if in an intimate situation, you happen to be down there, that wonderful little clitoris area, very gently, you can hit both nerve endings at the same time. So you orally stimulate the clitoris, but at the same time, very, very, very gently, you can very playfully introduce a finger or two, 2.5 centimeters, about an inch, inside the vagina, and interiorly, in other words, towards her front, you're going to feel a little rough area, a little bump. If you gently massage that area, you will have to peel her off the ceiling because you're attaching, you're basically stimulating two nerve plexi. And you're going to send her to the roof, but do it delicately because women don't like a lot of rough fingers inside of them. Now, Brittany, you're the expert, baby. You ready to go toe-to-toe with another expert?
Oh, no, I'm breaking up the toe action. No toe action. In fact, we're going to break right now.
We're going to talk about the A-spot, Brittany.
We have to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about the A-spot.
No, wait, no toes, no A's. We're going to break. People need a break. I'm out of pen and paper.
I have a huge foot fetish, too. I'm all talking about.
Oh, my goodness. I need to control this. But we are going to hear about the A and the toes and the toe fetish and other reasons that we should all be having not just more sex, but better sex. And that's not all. Later on in the program, we'll be bringing on our sexpert, Jaya. And she's an internationally recognized award-winning sexologist and author of Red Hot Touch and the founder of New World Sex Education. So stay here with us on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Go inside the world of PR with PR Insider, hosted by public relations expert Maureen Kettis. Maureen will speak to the world's highest profile PR pros from the fields of marketing, advertising, and sales. And PR Insider will feature renowned members of the media as special guests. Maureen will give you a VIP access pass, including tips and tricks to take your business to the next level. PR Insider with Maureen Kettis, sponsored by Cision, us.cision.com. Listen every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Network.
Want the best life has to offer for you, your family, and friends? There are a number of community-based programs and resources available to individuals for low cost or no cost. No need surfing the net or spending hours on the phone. Now there's a radio program devoted to bringing you the information you need. Tune in to Outreach Today with hosts Melissa Jenkins-Simon and Diane Stafford and get the tools to success. Our program promotes the benefits and services of CI Incorporated, providing health and social services over a wide spectrum of resources and
news, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, Voice of America. And I got beautifully Natalie Day. And we thought, you know, that she would run for cover because sometimes Natalie can be very proper. But Natalie's going toe-to-toe with us. And I'm here with the absolute drop-dead gorgeous Brittany Andrews. We went to break on the, now we're going to go toe-to-toe, surgeon and adult film entertainer, toe-to-toe. Now we talked about this C point. So if you're a kid, that would be like level one or level two of your computer game. And then we talked about the G spot, which is more like a level four, level five. You know, you got to be pretty experienced to get to that point. Now we're going to talk about what I call, like to call the A spot. I told you, it's just like an alphabet. Now, when I was in medical school and I was in the anatomy laboratory, I dissected about 15,000 nerves, okay, which ended in the clitoris. I'm talking about the pudendal nerve that creates sensibility of the clitoris. Now, when I traced that nerve, I found that many of those roots also ended in the butt. And so the obvious question is raised. If so many fibers of the pudendal nerve, this wonderful nerve that puts you in the stratosphere, yes, goes to your clitoris, but if 15,000 fibers end up in the butt, then the logical question is, what is the role of the gluteal area in female sexuality? Please, Brittany, take it from here.
Yes, folks, you're hearing the question correct. Dr. Ray has just asked Brittany to corroborate
on
the A.
Turn it over and let me know what's going on.
Well, typically when you're with a partner, he's going to keep on nagging at you. Come on, let's try this. Come on, honey. You know you want to do it. And sooner or later, there might be one day where he does something really fabulous and she says, okay, I'm going to try this. It might be good to buy an anal plug. They have them in smaller sizes, and it gives the body some time to prepare and to open up, especially if your partner is on the larger side. You definitely want to start prepping that area to stretch. Because one of the issues is if a gentleman is going to be going through the back door, let's say, it can be extremely painful. So you want to do what you can to reduce that amount of pain. So I always recommend having at least two glasses of wine if it's going to be your first time, some of your favorite music. And for the gentleman, when he's, you know, first, if you can do some prep time, say about a week or two beforehand, to use an anal plug during your sexual intercourse while you're doing play to start stretching it. And then it's when it's your prom night, the big night, when it's all going to happen, your debut is going on. Typically, what I tell the gentleman is when you're inserting it in, listen to your partner's body language and the words that she's saying. If she says stop, stop immediately. Don't take it out. Just stop. And then everybody breathe. Both of you breathe with her. You both breathe. Get used to it. And at a certain point, it's also really good to almost even allow her to kind of move back and forward. So that she's comfortable, she's breathing, she's doing the movement back and forth, and this can make it a more pleasant experience between the two people. Now, okay, mind you, I remember.
Sounds like childbearing. Is should for
but I will say one thing though. The first time I did it, I was with my boyfriend and he didn't do any of those things, and I went running butt naked through the middle of the apartment and locked myself in the bathroom crying, saying I would never do it again. Now I absolutely love and adore it. So my point is that yes, it might be difficult the first or second time. However, practice makes perfect, and once you get it down, it's fabulous.
So for our male listeners, should it be incorporated into regular sex?
Once you've gone through it with your partner to where she's comfortable with it and she's enjoyed it, I think naturally she's just going to get in moods to where she wants to be a bit naughty, and she wants that type of pleasure. So I think that's definitely not going to be happening every night. But I think, you know, once a month is appropriate, maybe twice a month. But when you're feeling a little bit of extra naughtiness, why not? It's a fabulous sensation, and then it's also a very good sensation for, as we like to call it it's funny, not in the filmmaking business, but in the adult business, a DP. So sometimes it's an amazing feeling having all of your holes filled at one time. I don't think there's probably anything more amazingly sensual and orgasmic.
Brittany, can I ask you, let me stop you there. We've kind of haven't really talked about your area of expertise, which is, you know, you've done a huge amount in the adult video industry. And I'm wondering, there seems to be such a stigma around, you know, adult videos and things. Do you recommend them as something, like, if you've just haven't been in the mood lately, if your relationship's flattened, if maybe you're in that third that's never had an orgasm or hardly ever has one, you know, are they a good, can I call them a teaching tool? Are they good, a foreplay tool?
Well, I definitely think that they can be a good foreplay tool. However, I don't think if you're in a partnership and you're a gentleman and you're looking to maybe introduce adult films into playtime, I always say let the female pick the DVD or the VOD, whatever it might be. Let them pick the film that they want to watch. Because quite often, including myself, I mean, I remember when I was younger, before I got into the business, I was very intimidated by the women in adult videos. It's like the last thing you want to have to do is to be in your bedroom and have to compete with your television.
Good point.
So, you know, it's not hot. It doesn't. It's like, you know, if we had a penis that stood up, it'd be like, whoa, it'd go down. It's like, yeah, this is, they're not working for me. So it's important for a female to find something about the video that's not going to intimidate her, that's going to make her feel comfortable, something that's going to turn her on. So it's important for her to browse and look for a movie that's going to stimulate her. Also, if you're a single female, I know, and it's been talked about in Sex and the City, and all of me and my girlfriends, we prefer a lot of times more than straight adult videos, but I like watching gay videos. That turns me on. That makes me horny.
Female and female, right?
No, God, no. No, men on men, honey, please. Don't you watch Sex and the City? Almost all women love gay porn.
Even
others
do. Wow. Gay porn is hot. Because, once again, you're not having to compete with anything on the television, and it's very taboo. It's like, for me, I'm not very much into women. So for me to see a vagina and boobs and all that stuff on television, like, meh, you know, it kind of gets in the way. I just want to see, like, a six-pack, a nice butt, and the penis.
We are getting towards the end of this segment here. I do want to encourage people, if they want to find out more about you, because I've been sitting here listening to you and also Googling you and things, and you've been on the O'Reilly Factor, you've been on Dateline NBC, actually to speak on a political topics related to the adult video industry, and you've got a huge bio that I think people would be very impressed with if they saw. If they go and they follow you on Twitter, again, at Miss Brittany XXX, what kind of things will they be following?
Right now, actually, I'm also getting into music, so I'm producing music and I'm DJing. And so you get a little bit of everything from, in the last year, won 13 awards for films, mainstream films that I've produced. I was nominated for some of my adult work that I did. I'm now doing music. So you get a combination of music, film, fashion, sex, a little bit of everything.
So tips and tricks, and then they could follow your career. Let me ask, what would, and we're nearing to the end of the break. I want to thank you. You've done a great job educating our audience today and keeping Dr. Ray interested. He's typically not this quiet on a show. But what do you think that our audience might find the most shocking or the most unbelievable about somebody in your career, with your career choice and with your life? I mean, something they probably would think is strange or odd. What's the most odd thing about you?
I'm an extremely spiritual woman, and I go to church on Sundays.
Really?
I guess I was probably right, because both of you were speechless.
Sexuality is part of who we are.
Exactly, very much so. Me and my God wants me to be a happy, healthy, sexual woman, so we're all good.
Again, if you missed any part of this interview, I want to encourage you to download it at the Voice America site or go to our Facebook page. We'll be posted. And please go ahead and follow Miss Brittany. And you can follow her on Twitter at Miss Brittany Triple X, and that's Brittany with two T's, BrittannyXXX, Miss Brittany Triple X. And I'm going to start following you and get more tips.
So I want to finish up with this. In medical school, they taught us that, you know, of course, breathing, number one. You think two would be eating. No, two is sex. Eating is three. So amazing that we're such amazing biological creatures that first is breathing, second is sex. So sex is an enormous drive, as we discussed last week, in all areas of our life, in career, in family, in citizenry, and so on and so forth. So sex is such a part of us that it's sad that in this Victorian, post-Victorian society that we so repress it. But sex is a very important, healthy part of being humans.
Folks, you're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Robert Ray and the lovely Brittany Andrews. Thank you so much for joining us today, Brittany.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Coming up right after the break, we're finally going to be able to sit down with Jaya, our internationally recognized award-winning sexologist and the author of Red Hot Touch. She's also the founder of New World Sex Education. That's a company that's dedicated to using real sex education, quotes, to help men and women get their sex lives back, the sex lives they desire. So stay with us here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
News, opinion,
hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High definition, premier quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Are you ready for an open, informative, and fun discussion on health, wellness, and a whole lot more? If so, you'll need to tune in to The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie, featuring award-winning TV host Forbes Riley and multimedia producer, author, and CEO Charlie Fusco. Our show is real, honest, opinionated, and full of laughs. Our well-known guests of authors, experts, and celebrities will give you the inside scoop on health, fitness, and personal success. The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yay!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Robert Ray. The reason we have Jaya on here to help you with this topic is because one of our Facebook followers wrote in, you know, Dr. Ray, I'm one of your patients, and you gave me the body of my dreams, but I still don't have a great sex life. Help.
Okay, so some of it is these boys are not being taught. These men are not taught. I think that's 85% right there. But there is a percentage of the fact that women are not making an effort to discover themselves. You have to discover where the nerve endings are. I mean, that's homework. You have to discover where the nerve endings are, and you have to learn on your own. You have to learn how to trigger them. And if you don't learn that, how can you expect anyone else to trigger them? So I think that's the reason why we're here today is, yes, we talked about how diet and exercise and stress all affect libido. But I think today we're going to focus on, you know, how to reach orgasm and the many facets of that.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we can do it with fun. I hate when such a happy topic becomes too technical.
I don't
That's
think
part
we're
of the reason why we
problem.
Ruin it. And last thing is, I've been horrified, you know, of course, in our own medical societies, but in the societies of sexologists, I've been frightened. Now that you and I have chatted with some of them, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, this girl hasn't gone off in 10 years. Why is she here trying to preach to anyone else? But today is the exception, one of the exceptions.
We do. I'm really
this
excited.
This girl is so freaking hot. Just looking at her, you have to change your underwear.
Well, let me bring our audience up to speed here. We're talking with Jaya, and she's a world-renowned sexologist, and you can follow along by going to her website, sexisyou.com, and you can see who Dr. Ray's looking at, and I'm sure we're going to be exploring that website. She's the author of a new book called Red Hot Touch. She's the founder of New World Sex Education, and it's a company, if you can imagine, dedicated to using real, and that's in quotes, I want to ask her in a minute what that means, real sex education to help men and women get their sex lives that they want. And she hosts a radio show as well called Sex with Jaya. I can't imagine doing this every week, Sex with Jaya, talking about it. I'd never come down. She's been everywhere, Tyra Banks Show, TLC, CNN, Playboy TV, and she's even been on stage with the self-help guru, Tony Robbins, proving that at the end of every problem, we're left with great sex. So I want to welcome our special guest today, Jaya. How are you?
I'm getting a little wet in my panties because I'm so excited about everything you're talking about.
Excellent. So Natalie Day can
just
sign off and meet Dr. Ray.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I know you must be a gringo, but you got to have a little Latin in you. I mean,
I do. I'm actually, my mother was Panamanian.
Oh, thank you. No applause necessary, people. Because you're on fire, mommy. You're on fire.
Yeah, you know, my mission in life is to discover all that is orgasmically possible. And I love that you talked about this. You know, I like feel like I'm one of the only sexologists that's actually having orgasms and actually having sex.
Isn't that like, embarrassing? It's like a fat, bald plastic surgeon. How is that possible?
Right.
It's impossible. I mean, but yet, you know, your own society, a lot of them haven't gone off in 10 years. And who are they trying? Who are they how can you preach? There's an old Irish saying that goes something like this. I'm sorry, I cannot hear what you're saying because your example yells out too loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and you know, on another note, you know, of course I know beauty. Not only do I make it, but I judge it. I participate in Miss Universe and Miss Brazil, Miss Venezuela, Miss South Africa, Miss USA. You are very pretty. How is that possible?
Thank you. It's all the orgasms, and there may be some things too racy for your show to mention here.
Nothing, right? We're neighbors.
Well, let me do this. I want to set the stage for our listeners.
Poor Natalie trying to keep this professional.
I'm trying.
I want to
make sure that everyone stays through the full experience here. So I want to make sure
That's part of the lesson that we flirt so easily. What is flirt? Flirt is warmth. And you cannot get to the orgasm. It starts like this. That's how it starts.
Right.
Warmth. Look them in the eyes. Smile at them. Find the beautiful in them. That's how it all starts. It starts at the beginning of the day, not at midnight.
Right.
Well, I've noticed, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, a lot of guys are genteel. And they really want the girls to have to have pleasure. And I think a lot of guys, at least a lot of my friends, get a kick out of seeing the girl enjoying herself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a lack of desire to please their partner. Is they just don't understand the anatomy. And as you know, as a professional in science, you know that pretty much every paper starts with the anatomy. So, Jaya, shall we break down the anatomy to them for them?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for asking this question because I couldn't agree more. And, guys, it's not your fault. So there's just a lack of education.
New wave, Jaya, and we literally took the human body apart almost one cell at a time. And I'll break it down
Amazing.
For you.
Amazing.
The nerve that goes to the clitoris is called the pudendal nerve.
And pudendal means shame. The nerve of shame.
No way.
Yes. They actually recently renamed it the external genital nerve. We're going to get so geeky. Like, this stuff turns me on so much talking this with you, Dr. Ray. Like, I'm going to have an orgasm by the end of the show just talking about
you can be my next
nerves and the pelvic floor.
This is just dog. Anyhow, you guys, the pudendal nerve, which of course comes from your spine, also innervates your tush. Now, make sure that's perfectly clear. The nerve that goes to your clitoris. Now, God was wise. He didn't put too many nerves inside of your vagina. Why? Imagine if it was full of nerves and you're passing a 7.5-pound baby through your vagina. They would have to scrape you off the ceiling. It is very, almost devoid of nerves, except for the G-spot, and we'll get back to that in a second. The pudendal nerve, now, the clitoris, like your penis, is the exact same structure. Look at it. Has a little glands, has a little head, has a little shaft, has erectile tissue, and it's like a little penis. You know how just a breeze makes you erect, or should if you're eating correctly and exercising?
Amen.
But this is the point I'm trying to make right here. When I dissected women's behinds, of course, we dissected the whole body, I found 15,000 nerve endings in their behind. So when the girl asks you for a little slap in the ass, she's not joking, guys. And you might pursue that a little bit further even.
Mm-hmm.
So the pudendal nerve innervates all of this. And of course, goes through your spine back to your pleasure centers in your brain.
So I want to also say that, you know, women get an erection in their clitoris. I call it a clit boner. So, you know, as you're playing, to play with the head, to roll the shaft, she also has legs up her clitoris that go deep into the body, like the root of your penis. And it's like, you know, like ladies, if you've ever been slow dancing with a guy and he presses his knee into your, like deep into your pelvic floor, and it's just like, oh, yum, and you kind of want to grind on his leg. That's stimulating the deeper structures of the clitoris. And you can stimulate them through the vagina in certain ways, like through the sides. Think of the vagina as 360 degrees of erectile. It has an erectile network, but it's all internal structures, not just like Dr. Ray was saying, the actual canal of the vagina, which is why in and out, you know, sex doesn't necessarily feel the best and why most women can't orgasm that way is because, like he said, it's just not where our pleasure centers are, really. But the roof of the vagina, where the G-spot butt is, and he was talking about the bumps, like feeling for the, if you take the tip of your tongue right now, I mean, I could like make myself have an orgasm just doing this, and rub it along the roof of your mouth, you can feel those ridges. And as you keep rubbing, they can get almost like they get higher. You can feel them more pronounced. And because there's erectile tissue in the mouth as well. So you're like, when we get to oral sex, I'll talk about that. There's a whole body, a whole juicy body to play with.
Okay, that's called pregnant pause.
Now, Dr. Ray, I have an interesting factoid for you. So with our Facebook fan community and your Twitter fan community, did you know that about 69 to 75%, depending on the day, of your Facebook followers are not women?
What?
Not women.
Are you serious?
So, for
I
all of
our following was like our show following.
We just
women.
Found that out. So, I think we're going to come back from break, and I'm going to unleash you and Jaya, and I really want you to teach our audience something, but I want you to consider this. You have hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers, and they tend to be beautiful women from all over the world, as young as 14, as old as 80. And on Facebook, however, right now, this week, you are in the upper echelon of male listeners. And so I want to make sure that our male listeners walk away with information that they can use to fix the women of the world.
Well, we'll teach these guys. And I think so much of it, you know, I had the advantage of going to medical school and a little Latin genetics, but a lot of guys basically are clueless. So, and it's not their fault.
Amen.
And let's break it down, guys. The rule in the Latin world is we don't stop until we have the C's, the G's, and the A's going off. So unless you've gone off three times, we don't stop. But we'll break it down for you so you don't get too confused with the ABCs here.
All right. Well, we've given you the foreplay here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. We're going to be right back. And when we come back, Jaya is going to ask the question, are you sexually broken? She's going to answer that for us. Dr. Ray and Jaya are going to tag team on how sex can actually make you live longer. And we're going to find out some interesting statistics on how often you're pleasing your partner orally. What are the percentages that people want to see in terms of personal hygiene? All sorts of things here to come next on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah! If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Okay, guys, as usual, we are addressing all the topics you're dying to know about. So on the radio with Dr. Ray, we have Jaya, the queen of sex, helping us, you know, do it better, basically. And Jaya, sex, and now it's a plastic surgery angle, keeps you on average 3 to 5 years younger. Did you hear that? Regular sex. And here, the minimum definition is twice a week, keeps you 3 to 5 years younger. It makes a lot of sense physiologically. Why? Kicks in your ovaries. You make more hormone. More hormone makes more sebum, makes the skin thicker, and you're going to be younger. Simple. Very, very simple. So not only is it good for our marriages, not only is it good for keeping our families together, it's good for our mental health, but it's also good for keeping us young. Jaya, I have a question for you. There is a time to ask and a time not to ask. There's a time just to do. Sometimes the women want to try it, but because of the way they were raised, they have to say no, 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 when really their eyes are saying yes, yes, yes. How do you get around that?
Yeah, this is a great question. You know, there's this thing in our culture now, I think, that's going on with men especially, is they are afraid to hurt, they're afraid to actually be men, and they're afraid to take women. And you know what? Women want to be taken, let me tell you. I see it all the time in my practice. And they also feel like they can't have any desire because it's a cultural thing where we've taken the temptress out of them, and it's bad or wrong to want sex or to desire sex or to want naughty things. Part of it is saying, you know, this is actually good. You can reframe things. That's what I try to do. It's like, this is actually good for your health. This is actually, you know, we were talking about longevity.
I like that.
This is for your beauty. Like, the more sex you have, the more beautiful you become. Us women, you know, we can be vain. So when you start talking about beauty, I have women who write to me, they're like, you know, my guy wants to ejaculate on my face because he saw it in a porn movie. And, you know, I just can't come to do it. And then I start telling them, well, here are all the benefits of semen. And when you put it on your face, it actually is an astringent and it helps tighten the skin and it's high in zinc. And, you know, I mean, like it has feel good hormones in it. So it actually elevates your mood. There were studies done that show that women who obtain semen do not get depressed. There's a whole sect of women who are Taoists, like, you know, Chinese. They've practiced this for a gazillion years, and they say that semen is like one of the elixirs of immortality. They obtain it every day on their face. And women just are like, oh, wow. And then they go home and they're like doing semen facials.
Oh, my gosh.
So part of it, too, is like hearing their no also. Like, okay, I hear your no. What could make it a yes? You ask that question. Find their yes. And the more you find your yes, you know it's a real yes.
For the sake of the guys, I want you to set up for me a perfect day where you're going to get orgasm from your partner. I'm not talking about, you know, in a drunken stupor at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm talking about starting early in the morning, the steps in a day that culminates in an all-nighter at breakfast the next day. How would it go?
Yeah.
Ideally.
You are always having sex. So that's one just mindset. From the first moment you wake up in the morning, it's a brush of the face and, oh my God, I appreciate you. You are such a good mother. You know, showering them with gratitude. What can I do for you this morning? I mean, like, just that question, like, women don't get that. They're the givers a lot of times. And then throughout the day, maybe it's little text messages of, I love you. You know, what, you know, like giving them little hints throughout the day. Like, how would you love it if I gave you a sensual massage tonight? Women love to be touched. They love massage. And then maybe surprising. Surprise is another great element. They get, you know, get a flower during the middle of the day. Someone just walks up to them with a one yellow flower. You know, something unique, something creative. Women want to know that you're thinking about them and that you've thought this out. My best sexual experiences, I had a 20-hour sexcapade once. The guy thought out everything. He started first thing in the morning, and he found out one of my fantasies. He found out one of the things that I love, and then he just, for 20 hours, made love to me in this way. I mean, like, unbelievable, right? And part of it was because he planned, because he thought it out, and because he was so creative. And so then maybe, you know, she comes home from work and you've got a note on the door that says, meet me downstairs. I've got a sitter for the night, you know? And then you have a smorgasbord of aphrodisiac foods laid out. And you feed each other. It's slow. You take your time. You arouse her mouth with the food. Oh my God, turn her mouth on, because then when her mouth is turned on, she's going to be salivating for your penis. So get everything turned on, all of her senses turned on, massage her and make it slow. Don't do the like 5-minute shoulder rub. I have all these guys in my practice who are like, well, I massaged her shoulders for 5 minutes. I don't understand why she won't have sex with me. It's like, no, you don't do it to get the sex. You do it because you're turning your hands on and you're enjoying every nook and cranny of her amazing sensual body. And that makes her fully orgasmic. And you take her. So there's moments where you're soft and you're gentle, and there's moments where you're just flat out, you know, F-U-C-K-ing her.
All right, that's perfect. That you set it up just perfectly.
Dr. Ray, I wanted to remind everyone that you can also get free sex tips when you go to sexisyou.com, and you'll find all about Jaya on there. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is you have all of these pills and potions and tonics and berries on your website. They're not your products. They're kind of like the shopping cart of things that we should be taking. Just real quick in the last moments, Dr. Ray can jump in on the nutrition side. These all sound like natural supplements to get you hot, to make you work better. There's a lot of Shizandra on here, and this other thing I can't pronounce. What's your recommendation that people go to
sex with you? Yeah, so one of the herbs, tonic herbs for women that I would recommend is Shizandra. It was actually used by the concubines in China, you know, to keep them juicy and sexy and beautiful and glowing. And a lot of these tonic herbs help boost your sex hormones. They help support adrenal health. Your sex hormones are your health hormones. Sexuality and your health are so linked together. I'm sure Dr. Ray agrees with me on that one. And another one I throw out there is Sustanch, really quickly for men. We joke around here, Sustanch in your pants. It's kind of we I have it every day. I have Sustanch and Shizandra every day to support my sexual health. Especially guys, if you're having a lot of sex, Sustanch, they say, puts wood in your wood. So
I want to encourage everyone to get on our Facebook page right now and post your comments about this show. Nothing is right, wrong, or indifferent. What did you think? What did you like? What helped you? I think we've helped a lot of people, and I'm pretty sure it'll take me about an hour to stop blushing. But it was information that had to go out.
Jaya, thank you so much. So many of these experts, quote-unquote, have no clue. They know the science, but they have no clue how to implement. I know you know how to implement.
Oh, yeah.
love the one you're with. And make sure she screams at the top of her lung into a pillow. Anyhow, until next time, we're going to answer all your questions. And together, we're going to conquer the world. So I'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
Thank you again for listening. On the Radio with Dr. Ray will be back next Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Please join host Dr. Robert Ray and co-host Natalie Day again for another terrific show. And have a great week until then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.